This is episode 379 of Bella in Your Business.
Hi there, I'm Bella Vasta from Jump Consulting. You might know me from CBS, NBC, Fox, Huffington Post, Entrepreneur, or maybe you've seen me speak on stage or read my book, The Four Dogs That Every Business Owner Needs. In any case, get ready because you're about to get your hashtag Bella butt kicking in this next episode of Bella in Your Business. So what do you say? Let's get ready and jump.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Bella in Your Business. My name is Bella Vasta, and I am joined by a special guest today. I'm really excited to share her with you because in the middle of one of our coaching calls, she said some pretty amazing things that I just really wanted to amplify in hopes that it gives you hope that if you're struggling out there, that there are ways and there are people actually being really successful that are struggling with the same things that you are struggling with and figuring out how to overachieve it. So without further ado, this podcast today is all about inspiration, and I can't wait to share it with you. Today, Angela Watts from Positive Dog is joining us, and she's going to tell you a really cool story today, and I can't wait. So Angela, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Absolutely. For those who do not know you, why don't you give us a brief background? Tell us about you and how you started, where you're located. Give us the origin story here.
Oh, goodness. So it is a long story, but I'll try to make it as short as possible. So I was married in 2004 and I had a couple of dogs, and there weren't any dog walking companies back then. And there was one boarding facility that was near us. And we lived about an hour and a half away from Boston, and we worked in the Boston area. So we had to commute back and forth, and our poor dogs were left alone for like 10 hours a day, sometimes 12 hours a day. And things just got a little bit hectic with work and having the dogs. So we ended up moving back to our hometown of Waltham in Massachusetts. And I got a job closer to home, and my husband at the time got a job closer to home, and he started working at a doggy daycare. So then our dogs started going to daycare and we started to explore the pet industry. He did so well in the daycare that they wanted him to start walking dogs. And then they missed him in the daycare and wanted him back in the daycare, but he didn't want to go back. He wanted to continue walking dogs. So one day he comes home and said, "I quit my job." And I said, "Oh, goodness, you can't quit your job and me living on one income here in this area. So what are we going to do?" He's like, "I want to start a dog walking company." And I was like, "Okay, I don't know how that's going to work, but let's try it." So we moved back with my parents, unfortunately, but thankfully they took us back and started the dog walking company in 2012. I was a special ed teacher at the time. And so I did cat sitting, pet sitting in the evenings, weekends, school vacations, summer vacations, and he did the dog walking. It took a little over a year and a half to build a clientele for him, and then he ended up getting sick, and then he could no longer work. But he had, you know, 12 to 15 dogs a day, and we didn't want to give up those clients. So I started hiring, and it was very stressful trying to take care of him, trying to work full-time as a teacher and manage the business. So something had to give, and I decided in 2015 to take a leave of absence from teaching, and I have never looked back. I did try to go back to teaching part-time in 2017 for a half a year, but it was just too much. And, you know, this is my passion, this is my love, and I'm using teaching with my staff and my clients and things like that. So I am following my passion at this point.
That is incredible.
Now I have a team of 28 people.
Girl, so I love that.
We were not supposed to have any employees. It was supposed to be my husband and I forever, just the two of us walking dogs, you know, taking care. But life just changes. You know, we ended up getting divorced in 2018. So I went through a little funk in 2018, 2019. COVID hit 2020, and I almost gave up my business. I reached out to some of my colleagues in the area, and I was like, "I don't know what to do. I'm so overwhelmed. I don't want to go back to working crazy hours again." And I thought about working with them, like giving up all my clientele and becoming an employee of somebody else. But they kind of gave me inspiration to keep going because they knew I was going through a divorce. And I just worked through everything. And then 2022 was a great year. 2023 was a fantastic year. And now I started working with you in 2024 and my business has exploded even more. So I'm so excited about that.
That is amazing. And I think all of that is so important because I think what people are realizing now that the industry is getting to be a lot of people are now, you know, a decade in and they're like, they're reevaluating, Angela, just like you did, you know, in those multiple different types of years. Life hits us. And when we're doing something for a decade, life is going to hit us. Divorces, depression, medical issues with people that we love or ourselves. Our business just naturally is going to ebb and flow according to our own personal life. And I don't think that it is feasible to think that you can be the worker and the business person decades upon decades. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it. I grinded from 2015 until 2020 till COVID hit. But, you know, I still went through my funk when I was going through my divorce in 2018, 2019. It took a while. Mm-hmm. We finally got divorced in 2022, but I couldn't sustain what I was doing. I was working, you know, 70, 80 hours a week. I just couldn't do it anymore, you know. And then when COVID hit and I had nothing, I basically lost 95% of my business. I was like, I don't know if I can go back to that again.
Right. And how did you bounce back? We should probably start a whole series on this. How did you bounce back from that 2020 to 2021, 2022? What gave you that oomph? Where did you find that? I know that you said community was a really big important part of that. Just being able to talk to your colleagues and get their inspiration for you. I don't think anything can be done without community. Tell me more about just the emotions that went through you and that decision that you eventually had to make, whether it was overnight or gradually, of, you know what, we're going to kick this. We're going to be amazing. And in a couple of years from now, we're going to be sitting at 25 employees being interviewed on a podcast.
I know. It's
amazing.
To think about that, like where I was, like I almost gave up my business because I was so burnt and stressed. And but it's my passion. Like I didn't want to leave the industry. I think honestly, it was finding community. I wasn't part of the Facebook groups at all. Yeah. I didn't even know that they existed. And I think I want to say, like, I probably reached out to you at one point about your marketing. And then I was like, well, I don't want to market because I don't have the staff. I got to get the staff. And like, I kept going back to you over the years, you know, and I became part of one of your Facebook groups. And then just, I think I'm part of like 5 or 6 or maybe even 7 of them. And like, you just learn so much from those and just reading people's stories. And I have always had such an amazing team that I was like, I can't give up on them. Like just because I'm going through a funk, I have to like push through this. I know I can push through this. You know, like I love being able to provide employment for a team of people, you know, and being that like role model and inspiration for them. So they kind of pushed me. And then I had this amazing employee who mentioned possibly taking on some management roles, and that was the game changer. And I currently have 4 managers now. So if I didn't have them, like I'm at the point now that I have a dream team and I feel like I can do anything now and move forward.
Right. I love that so much. So what I hear is grit, determination. You decided to be a leader, figure it out as you went, surround yourself by people that are supportive, that are doing what you're doing, that are also just supporting your vision and your goals. So now you're sitting pretty, it sounds like. What are your goals? What's your vision this year? Where do you see Positive Dog being in 2024? You know, like let's say this is December 2024. What does it look like?
So I'm still in the field and I still want to be in the field. I love working with the dogs. I love working with cats, but I want to step back a little bit and not work as much. I have an awesome management team at this point. So ideally, I would love to be able to not work weekends and not be on call as much. So we've definitely set up an awesome schedule. So hopefully that can be achieved. And I have literally had 4 weekends off in a row, which has never, ever happened. And we are in the talks of hopefully hiring a certified dog trainer. I have with them tomorrow and offering a lot of different dog walking training services that hopefully can kind of fill a gap in our industry that we don't have for the dogs that can't go to doggy daycare, the ones that are reactive. We definitely specialize in working with reactive and shy and fearful dogs. So hopefully we'll be able to provide some more full-time employment with working with those types of dogs and offering them different types of solutions. But at the end of this year, like I said, my goal is to hopefully have weekends off, but I would love to be able to take a 2-week, maybe even 3-week vacation. Not this year, but I'm definitely planning for it for next year and traveling internationally where I can turn my phone off.
I love that vision. I love those goals. I would actually encourage you that that absolutely could happen in 2024. It's only March right now and you've got so much time in front of you. So don't sell yourself short.
I know.
It sounds like you are someone who puts things into action, which I love. That's why you're a jumper, right? So you had said something earlier, and I think a lot of people say that about the marketing program that we have. Oh my gosh, I already don't know what to do with the people I have. I don't want any more business, which is a good problem to have, right? But I always say that there's two problems that you're solving. I'd love to see if you agree with this. I think everything can be put into two buckets. One is getting more clients and one is getting more employees. And if you have both of those buckets full and constant, then your business is going to be moving forward. It's like they're both like a wheel. And if you only focus on one of those wheels, what happens when you have one wheel and one dead wheel? You spin in a circle. But if both of those wheels are wheeling forward together, then the whole thing goes forward, right? And what I think people don't realize is that, you know, the Better Marketing with Bella program also helps you get employees. There are those moments where people look at it and they go, oh my gosh, like this looks like such a legit business. I want to work for them. And all the graphics that say we're hiring. But before I get ahead of myself there, so you're coming out of this divorce, which I also have had experience with that myself a year later than you. And that was about a 2-year funk that I've talked about on the podcast for myself. So I feel you, girl. And then you throw 2020 into that. And then you got the 2022 and 2023. What were you doing in terms of marketing and social media and outreach and just looking professional, your storefront, your virtual storefront? How were you holding that together? What kind of things were you doing prior to entering Better Marketing with Bella?
It was like so piecemeal. I was kind of embarrassed. It was like whenever I had time, I would post things. My brother helps me with the social media and we'll like post pictures. And I started to get him to like work once a week and post out, like schedule out for the entire week for me. And it was just pictures of cute dogs, cute cats, nothing fancy, you know. And it was just like whenever I had time, I may post something. We did a pet of the month contest, which got a lot of traction, you know, once a month here and there. But honestly, I did nothing because I was like, I don't have time to even think about what I want to plan, how I want to plan it. I don't have time to create things. You know, I would go on Canva. It would take me like an hour and a half to create one graphic. And I'm like, ugh, this is just not worth my time. So I gave up. And I would always look at people's posts on Facebook about what are they doing for marketing and things like that. And I was like, yeah, I'll get to there. I'll get to that. I'll get to that. And then finally, I had some extra funds. You know, I finally got out of debt this year from my divorce and all of that. And I had some extra funds. And I was like, Bella, I think I'm ready.
The best part about that is that you said you're ready, right? And
yeah.
Because that's the number one thing. Like the program, I don't want anyone to do anything unless they're ready, right? Because then it's just throwing spaghetti against the wall, seeing what sticks. And if you're not committed to the things that you're doing, then you're not going to be set up for results, right? So I love that, you know, it was on your radar and you decided you were ready. But what I'm more concerned with, and I've heard so many people say this, Leia from Wonder Pups comes to mind. She used to be in Canva for an hour a day. And then let's just talk about all the self-loathing thoughts that you have too. I'm not creative. I don't know what to post. Does this look okay? Is it look like, you know, all of these things go through your head. Did you experience that as well?
Oh my God. Yes. It was such, I was like, oh, this is such a waste of time. And then I would do it and I'm like, oh, I don't like it. Whatever. I'm going to post it anyway. And then I would delete it and it was awful. And I was like, there has to be something better.
It sounds like a hot mess. And here's the thing, like we absolutely can do it. We all are capable of, you know, you could sit there and watch videos on how to become a designer, right? Or how to know how to balance a photo or what makes photos too busy or what will stop the scroll. And that's just the visual. That's not even the captions and the descriptions and thinking ahead to, you know, tug of war day or National Pet Sitter Week or anything like that, right?
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it. It was, for me, I love working with the animals. So I'm like, if I'm going to spend time, I'd rather be working with the animals than doing this stuff. This is,
yeah,
marketing is something I need to outsource.
Yeah, absolutely. So ultimately, why did you sign up? It sounded like because you now had the funds, it was already on your radar. It was something that you wanted to do. Is there anything to add to that?
Well, and then I was like, you know how people always say, if you put something out there in the universe, it'll come back to you.
Oh, manifestation.
So I said, yeah. I know I don't have a problem getting new clients, but I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to get all the new clients I can get. And then people, employees are going to see all these graphics on my website or my social media and say, wow, I really want to work for that company. And I actually just had an interview before this podcast, and that's what she said. She literally said, your website and your social media is like amazing. And I wanted to work with you. And because I asked her, I said, why do you want to come work for a pet care company? And that's what she said. She was like, I'm so amazed with how professional you are. And I was like, oh, thank you.
Right. So first of all, that feels so good. Right. Let's just start there. But that is something that I think a lot of people don't realize, is that it's not just clients looking at you. It's also the employees, because I think a lot of people still think that this is just a rinky dink mom and pop, I'll help you on the side. Oh, it's a cute job. Mm-hmm. Not really thinking that it's a professional business. And so when they are checking you out, they're checking to see if, oh, can I trust this person to actually pay me a real paycheck? You know, they're looking at what you've already invested into your company and how you're presenting yourself to your community. And when they see things that are just picture after picture of a cute pet, that's great. But where's the professionalism, right? So I love that. That's so cool. And what did you think you were going to get when you signed up for Better Marketing with Bella?
I didn't know. I honestly, I was like, well, if anything, I'm going to get more clients, or I'm just going to get more experience of how to do things. And when you actually sent me the material, I was blown away. I was like, this is so professional. It's so easy to read. I mean, I had a content calendar of like when to post things, what to post, you know, and a lot of the things I put my own flair in, obviously, but it just made it so easy for me. And I don't know, I just feel like better about my business, you know, already. I'm like, I've been doing this for 12 years at this point, but I feel like I have a brand new business. I'm like so looking forward to like what this year is going to bring. And I didn't expect the number of clients to increase as much as they have.
Mm-hmm. We're definitely going to get into that. What you're describing feels to me like when you get a brand new outfit and you get to show up in the world in like this great outfit where you feel awesome and you look your best and you just have this good image. That's what came to my mind when you said that. So tell us about the results that you got and how you were surprised by it. Cause I remember this conversation with you.
Yeah. So January, at first, when I talked with you, it tripled my inquiries. And then same with February. I was like, oh my goodness, like this is crazy. Like we've definitely gotten so many more inquiries. You know, before we got more inquiries because we got a new website that was like in October, but then I didn't do anything different in November, December. And then come January, our inquiries tripled. And then February, I was like, oh my gosh. So, you know, it's definitely making a huge difference.
Good. And that is something, you know, we've talked about this on the podcast before. I've had a gal on in Savannah, Georgia, and she experienced the same thing. It was, they did nothing else but just add better marketing, literally. And I'm not even trying to be punny on that. They just added better marketing, because what happens with social media, and I think a lot of us lose sight of this because we're so involved with our business, is that people are checking us out multiple different ways. They're checking out your Google reviews. They're checking out your website. They're checking out your About Us page because they want to be able to see you and get a feel for you, right? I love that you have put your own spin on the program, because that's really important, because there's no way we could make the voice for everyone. And so it is important that you put your own spin on it. But what I think is also really cool is that people go to your social media to check you out. They want to see how they can feel about you and what you're doing. And part of that feeling isn't just, oh, great, they just put a cute picture of a pet. I don't really care unless it's my dog or it looks like my dog. That's really what a lot of people are. Great, you can post pictures, you know? But when you add value about like ways to celebrate a holiday with your dog, or hacks to keep the cat off the counter or the sofa, or you commiserate with their misery of getting the dog in the bathtub to take a bath because it's too cold outside, you know, things like that. They're like, oh yeah, she totally gets it. And that's a lot of creativity that you know all of this, but your brain doesn't allow you to be creative when you're also operating in so many other areas of your business. And so tell us more about the results that you said tripled, and what have you learned just in the short time being in the program?
That it makes a difference to market. Like I said, I was like, oh yeah, marketing, I'll just post pictures. But like, you actually have to like speak to the people and have them experience you and develop feelings and things like that. So now when I look at my social, I'm like, oh, I get this like warm, fuzzy, like trustful feeling, you know? And it's just fun. It's fun to actually see people interacting, or even if they're not like interacting with the post necessarily, they may give me like private messages, or they'll send me an email saying like, hey, I saw your post on this. Like, I'm interested in learning more. So it's been amazing.
That's fantastic. And what about the coaching calls that we've had when it comes to marketing and how you've been able to take it and adapt it to your own? Like, I know you and I have talked about outreach or doing events and like what that all means. So can you expand a little bit more about how it's not just getting, you know, something to post, but it's strategy involved too? Like, what kind of strategy have you been able to understand on a bigger level and then take to your managers that you have?
So I'm not there yet. Honestly, like I know. So it's only been a couple of months. Like, I know that I need to like reach out to like people. And so I've reached out to a couple of trainers. So I have had coffee with about 3 trainers since then and networked with them. I actually, hopefully I'm going to bring one of the trainers on to our team to help. But in terms of like going marketing into like apartment complexes yet, I'm not there yet, but it's definitely on my to-do list of setting up connections with their leasing managers or hosting events there and all that good stuff. Not there yet.
Well, it's on your radar, and you've got us for support to help you break that all down too. We've only had 1 group coaching call so far. We got 3 more. And so those coaching calls are definitely everyone's chance to ask their questions. And sometimes you don't even know what questions you have. And so you get to learn from other people's questions and the discussions that we have. Anything from how to do outreach. We had another success story last week that I posted about. Someone had done a video reply on a Facebook group where people were like, hey, I need a pet sitter. And they got 5 leads and turned, I think, 2 or 3 of them into actual clients because people were reaching out to them, you know, and we show you and we tell you, like, this is what you can say. You've got to be a little bit disruptive because people end up with another problem when they post, hey, do you know a pet sitter? And then they get like 20 answers and they're like, okay, well, now I'm overwhelmed. I don't know who to pick. And so when there's like a video, you know, these are all like fun tactics that we teach in the program. So Angela, as we kind of come to a close, what does it allow you to do now that you don't have to do anymore? Like, as you have these 4 managers and you have all this big vision and you want to take all this time off, not having to deal with the marketing, what's that allowed you to do either mentally in your brain or physically with your time?
Oh, so much. So now I have the space to actually breathe and like plan where I want to take this business. I actually have time to take care of myself, do some self-care things like work out or relax if I want to. It just has changed my life, honestly, just in the couple of months. And I'm like, I can't imagine going back to where I was. You know, I started blogging. Like, I didn't have time to do that because you actually provide me with some content, giving me ideas of what to write. And I love to write. So, you know, that's definitely helped me. I just feel like I can manage my team. I can be there for my employees a little bit more. I can build more connections with them, build more time with my clients, my family. I can spend more time with my family.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
That is very huge. It's very huge. And I honor you for that. I think that's amazing. Final question. Anyone who is listening, maybe I should just kind of give an overview. I just feel like I talk about this stuff all the time that everyone knows exactly what I'm talking about. So let me just back up really quick and give you guys an overview. If this is your first time hearing about Better Marketing with Bella, which is exactly what Angela had joined and has been talking about, it's where every single month for a 6-month or 12-month period, we give you 10 branded graphics. That means your logo, your font, and your colors are all on there. We give you a branded Facebook cover every month, four branded square videos, a content calendar, so it tells you when to post things, caption list, rough captions for you to do. Some people post just the captions. Some people tweak them, as Angela was talking about. Two emails that you can stay on top of with your clients and, hey, what's going on? And you can add your own stuff to them too. Four outlines for reels. A lot of people hate reels or they think that they're really hard to do. And we show you really easy reels that other members are doing and also give you ideas for them. We give you two blog outlines that Angela was just talking about as well. So topic, talking points, and you know, you don't have to sit there and think about what should I blog about. You now have an outline to just build out. And then also a reminder calendar. And then you also get a one-on-one call with me so that we can strategize your on and off pavement marketing. And then also 4 1-hour group calls. Wow, that was a lot. Yeah. I try not to go through that list all the time, but that's what you guys get. And you can check it out at jumpconsulting.net/marketing. That's jumpconsulting.net/marketing. And so, Angela, as we close, what would be your advice to people who are unsure about the program and how it could really help them, whether it's employees or clients or both?
So my thing was I was unsure. So I was asking other people. I asked you for some examples of companies that use your services so I could see like what they were doing. And yeah, some of the stuff they're branded, but they're so different. So some of the pictures obviously are the same, but like you can make it your own by changing the caption and the colors. And I just love the way our colors like make the graphics pop. And I would say just do your research and look at other people, but I highly recommend your program. And I'm so glad that I ended up doing the 6 months and I wish I had done the 12. So I'm definitely gonna do the 6 for the next one and then moving forward do the 12.
I love it. Well, we can definitely get you hooked up with that, girlfriend. You guys, I want you to know, whether it's marketing, whether it's hiring, whether it's internal SOPs, whatever it is in your business, they're problems that need to be solved, and they need to be solved once and for all. You can't keep solving the same problem over and over and over and over again, because that's called spinning your wheels. It's called insanity, doing the same thing over, expecting a different result. So I really do encourage you and I invite you, let's have a conversation. If you want to talk about it, you can get on my calendar at jumpconsulting.net/20. If you would like to just, you know, do what Angela did, email me, bella@jumpconsulting.net, and I'll show you a whole bunch of different clients and how the program shows up differently on everyone. We even have clients, to your point, Angela, in the same markets using the same material, but because the way that they tweak it and put their special sauce on it, it doesn't feel or look the same. So yeah, you guys, we are here to help you stop being insane. Don't be insane, but do it when it's right too. It has to be right for you. And so if you're ready to start getting that funnel for employees and for clients, and I think something else, I'm sorry, now I'm just like flowing here, Angela. You said something earlier that I wanted to touch on. You were like the influx of clients. I think it's actually putting your business at a big advantage. Because if you even do have the quote unquote problem of having too many people, two things can happen. One, you can get really picky about the clients that you choose to take on. Or two, you can even up your prices because of the little theory called supply and demand. Mm-hmm. So I want everyone to reframe the whole, oh my gosh, I'll have too many clients, into, wait a minute, this is what it looks like to be an advocate of my business. And this is what it looks like to have options, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's always good to have options for sure.
Yep. So I think I'm going to leave everyone with that thought, and definitely go check out Angela. It's Positive Dog Walking. That's PAWSITIVE, dog, DAWG, walking.com. You can go check out that awesome website she was talking about. And from there, you can find her socials. I encourage you to go check her out. Check her out and think about, how do I feel when I'm looking at Angela's business? And then ask yourself, is this something that people feel about me or that I want them to feel about me? And let's keep the conversation going, you guys. I want you to remember that when life gets you down, always keep jumping. Thanks so much for being here today, Angela. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. I love chatting with you.
Awesome. Bye now.
So what did you think? Did you love this episode? I sure hope you did, because I put a lot of love into this for you. The best way you can show me that is by going to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcast, and go ahead and leave a review. I just might read it on the next episode. I also want to remind you that when life gets you down, remember to always keep jumping. Thanks for listening.